Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Sunil Verma with the news at 9. The headlines. Top leaders of political parties making all-out efforts to woo voters with just one day left for campaigning for first phase of Jharkhand Assembly polls. Electioneering also intensifies in Maharashtra. One soldier killed and three injured in gunfight with terrorists in Kishtwar district of Jammu and Kashmir. Russia and Ukraine exchange record number of drone strikes. In cricket, second T20 match between India and hosts South Africa underway in Kabirha. Women's Asian Hockey Champions Trophy set to begin at Rajgir in Bihar tomorrow. In Jharkhand, senior leaders of various political parties are making last-ditch efforts to garner support for their candidates, with only one day left for campaigning for first phase of assembly elections in the state. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed public meetings at Gumla and Bokaro in the state today. He reiterated that the BJP-led NDA government is committed to the mantra of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. He emphasized that by following this path, both Jharkhand and India will witness significant development.
Bhajpa NDA ki sarkar sabka saath sabka vikas is mool mantra par chal rahi hai. Isi raste par chalkar Jharkhand viksit hoga aur Bharat bhi viksit hoga. Lekin JMM Congress ke irade kuch alag hi hai.
Mr. Modi criticized the Jharkhand Mukti Morcha, JMM and Congress, stating that their intentions are not aligned with the state's progress. The Prime Minister also announced plans to increase the production and sale of cereals like ragi aimed at boosting agriculture in the state.
Jharkhand mein to ragi jaisa sri anna ugaya jata hai. Aane wala samay ragi kisano ke liye anek avsar lekar ke aa raha hai. Hum sri anna ke roop mein puri duniya mein ragi ki upaj ko pahunchane ja rahe hain.
Mr. Modi held a mega road show in Ranchi this evening. The road show began at OTC ground with tight security and concluded at New Market Chowk on Ratu Road. Thousands of people lined the streets, eager to catch a glimpse of the Prime Minister as he greeted the crowd from a saffron-coloured open vehicle adorned with flowers and cutouts. Senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren held a poll rally at Ranchi. Mr. Soren accused the BJP of misusing central agencies against him. He also criticised the BJP for suppressing voices that opposed them.
और आप सब लोगों का खाता में एक एक लाख रुपया पहुंचाने का हम काम करेंगे अभी तो 1000 रुपया गया है यह पहला कदम है और दूसरा कदम अभी दिसंबर में वो 1000 रुपया बढ़ करके 2500 रुपया होने जा रहा है
Meanwhile at an election rally in Koderma RJD chief Lalu Prasad alleged that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has misled the public in the name of development He urged voters to support the INDIA bloc for the continued development of Jharkhand. At a public meeting in Palamu, LJPR President Chirag Paswan accused Hemant Soren of making false promises during his tenure as Chief Minister. Mr. Paswan also claimed that the JMM leader is protecting Bangladeshi infiltrators to secure a vote bank, further fueling political tensions. Leaders from Congress, AJSU and left parties have also been actively campaigning across the state. 43 assembly constituencies will go to polls in the first phase in the state on Wednesday. In the second phase, voting will take place for 38 seats on the 20th of this month. In Maharashtra, campaigning for the assembly elections is in full swing. Leaders from various political parties are holding rallies, roadshows and public meetings across the state to address key issues and secure voters' support. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed rallies in Jalgaon, Malkapur and Buldhana today. He alleged that the opposition Mahavikas Aghadi MVA coalition is making false promises.
अगाड़ी वाले कहते हैं कि हम महाराष्ट्र का विकास करना चाहते हैं। 2004 से 14 केंद्र में और महाराष्ट्र में अगाड़ी की सरकार थी। मुझे अगाड़ी वाले जरा जवाब दे, 10 साल में आपने महाराष्ट्र के लिए कितना रुपया दिया?
यूनियन मिनिस्टर एंड सीनियर बीजेपी लीडर नितिन गडकरी हेल्ड मीटिंग्स इन नागपुर एंड यवतमाल। Earlier in the day, Mr. Shah launched BJP's manifesto in Mumbai. On the other hand, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge released the manifesto of the Mahavikas Aghadi Alliance today. NCP SP Chief Sharad Pawar campaigned in favour of MVA candidates in Dharashiv, Ahmednagar and Chhatrapati Sambhaji Nagar. Shiv Sena UBT Chief Uddhav Thackeray held public meeting in Solapur. Talking to media, Shiv Sena UBT leader Aditya Thackeray said the main issues of Maharashtra are inflation and unemployment.
आज पहले महाराष्ट्र के जो मुद्दे हैं, महंगाई हो, बेरोजगारी हो, उस पे बात करें ना। बीजेपी कभी चांद की कुछ बात करेगी, कभी मंगल की कुछ बात करेगी, ठीक है ये सब तो करिए, लेकिन महाराष्ट्र की बात कीजिए, महाराष्ट्र के हित की बात कीजिए। आज किसान के बारे में बात कीजिए, उनके लिए क्या किया? महिलाओं पे जो बढ़ता अत्याचार है उस पे बात कीजिए, महिलाओं के लिए क्या किया है? युवा आज बेरोजगार है, उनके लिए क्या किया?
As part of our ongoing series on constituency profiles ahead of the upcoming assembly elections in Maharashtra, today we focus on Badnera, a key constituency in the state. Located in the Amravati district, Badnera is an important electoral seat known for its diverse demographics, which includes a mix of urban and rural voters. We have more from our correspondent.
Badnera constituency of Amravati district will witness an high voltage electoral fight since the three-time MLA Ravi Rana will contest against Shiv Sena Uddhav Balasaheb Thackeray party candidate Sunil Kharate. Ravi Rana, candidate of the Mahayuti backed and the BJP backed Yuva Sabhiman party, has been an MLA in this constituency since 2009. Tushar Bhartiya, who was earlier in the BJP, turned rebellion against Rana's candidature, which resulted in expulsion of Bhartiya from the BJP. The Mahavikas Aghadi candidate and Shiv Sena district head Sunil Kharate will also have to face the rebellion within the party from Preeti Bund, who was also expelled by the Shiv Sena UBT party for anti-party activities. She will also be an independent candidate in the fray. So the sitting MLA has to face the rebel candidate from the BJP, while the opposing Shiv Sena candidate has to face the rebellion within his party. Dhananjay Vankhede, Akashvani News, Nagpur.
In West Bengal, by-elections will be held on Wednesday for six assembly constituencies, Sitai, Madarihat, Nohati, Haroa, Medinipur and Taldangra. The Election Commission is taking comprehensive measures to ensure a free and fair election across these constituencies. A total of 108 companies of central forces will be deployed along with adequate number of state police and quick response teams to maintain law and order. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today lauded the Special Campaign 4.0, which focuses on overall cleanliness of workplaces, space management, promoting sustainable practices and optimum disposal of pending matters. Special Campaign 4.0 achieved substantial outcomes, including 2,364 crore rupees for state exchequer, simply by disposing of scrap since 2021. Responding to a social media post by Union Minister Jitendra Singh, Prime Minister Modi said that the success of the campaign shows how collective efforts can lead to sustainable results, promoting both cleanliness and economic prudence. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. In Jammu and Kashmir, a junior commissioned officer of the Army's Special Forces laid down his life while three soldiers were critically injured in a gunfight with terrorists in a remote forest area of Kishtwar district today. Based on specific intelligence input regarding the presence of terrorists, a joint operation was launched by security forces in general area of Bharth Ridge in Kishtwar following recent killing of two village defense guards. Three to four terrorists are believed to be trapped in the area and a massive search operation is underway. More details are awaited. Meanwhile, another joint anti-terrorist operation concluded this evening in Zabarwan forest area of Srinagar district. Police sources said the cordon and search operation was launched in the area this morning on the basis of specific intelligence inputs about the presence of terrorists. Army's Chinar Corps spokesperson said one unidentified terrorist was killed yesterday in the operation in Rajpura Sopor area of Baramulla district. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya will undertake a padyatra alongside MY Bharat Youth Volunteers at Jashpur in Chhattisgarh on Wednesday to mark Janjatiya Gaurav Divas. Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Vishnudev Sai, along with other state ministers, will also participate in the event. The event will commemorate the birth anniversary of Bhagwan Birsa Munda, honouring his legacy and the significant contributions of tribal communities to the nation's development. The special event celebrates tribal heritage, promotes inclusivity, and raises awareness of government schemes that benefit tribal communities across the country. Russia and Ukraine exchanged a record number of drone strikes overnight. Moscow launched a total of 145 drones last night, the most ever in a single nighttime attack of the war. Ukraine fired an unprecedented 34 drones towards Moscow region today. It is the biggest drone strike on the Russian capital since the start of the war in 2022, forcing flights to be diverted from three of the city's major airports and injuring at least one person. However, no major damage was reported. The drone attack comes after Russian President Vladimir Putin signed into law a treaty on the country's strategic partnership with North Korea, which includes a mutual defense provision. In the United States, Republican nominee Donald Trump has won Arizona, completing the party's sweep of all seven swing states in the presidential elections held on the 5th of this month. Arizona, which holds 11 electoral votes, was the last battleground to declare its result, putting Trump's total at 312 electoral votes against Democratic candidate and Vice President Kamala Harris's 226. The other six swing states won by Trump in the presidential race are Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, North Carolina, Nevada, and Georgia. The air quality in Delhi NCR continues to be in the very poor category, according to Central Pollution Control Board. An air quality index AQI of 336 was reported in the national capital at 8 p.m. The Met Department has forecast that Delhi NCR is likely to experience smog and shallow fog in the night and morning hours during the next 2 to 3 days. An air quality index between 0 and 50 is considered good, 51 and 100 satisfactory, 101 to 200 moderate. In cricket, India has set a target of 125 runs for South Africa in the second T20 match of the four-match series at St. George's Park in Kaberha, South Africa. Earlier, South Africa won the toss and opted to bowl. India suffered first major blow in the first over of the game when Sanju Samson was clean bowled for a duck. The stage is set for the Women's Asian Hockey Champions Trophy 2024, which will kick off tomorrow at the renowned international tourist destination of Rajgir at Nalanda in Bihar. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will inaugurate the 10-day sporting event tomorrow evening. Talking to Akashwani News, Director General of Bihar Sports Authority, Ravindran Sankaran, expressed excitement about the enthusiasm among the six participating teams. He assured that spectators will be able to witness thrilling matches throughout the tournament. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Top leaders of the political parties making all-out efforts to woo voters, with just 1 day left for campaigning for first phase of Jharkhand assembly polls. Electioneering also intensifies in Maharashtra. One soldier killed and three injured in gunfight with terrorists in Kishtwar district of Jammu and Kashmir. Russia and Ukraine exchange record number of drone strikes. In cricket, India sets target of 125 runs against South Africa in the second T20 match between India and host South Africa in Kaberha. Women's Asian Hockey Champions Trophy set to begin at Rajgir in Bihar tomorrow. And that is all in the news at night. Good night.